Welcome to this episode of the Discipleship Leaders Podcast. In this episode, we're discussing preparing for a strong start and building trust in your groups. Now, you've been praying for these people who you're about to join in your group. Some are experiencing discipleship for the very first time. So how do you start strong? And why is building trust so important for a discipleship experience? Well, we want to equip you well in this. My name is Caleb Martin. I work with men's discipleship. I've been discipling, leading discipleship groups for, I guess, around 15 years, and I've been working here for around 12 years. I'd love to introduce who's with me. We've got Kelly Means, Jamie Voss, Ryan Brown. Ryan, tell us your name, which I just said, and how your role here, how long you've been leading discipleship groups, and how long you've been at Perimeter.
Yeah, so I am Ryan Brown, pastor of discipleship at Perimeter Church, which been in this role for about 8 years now. How long have I been here, though? I grew up at this church. My parents were here before I was born, so it's been a great blessing to serve here. And I think I've been involved in discipleship groups for years, but I think the first one I led was probably in 2004, and most years since then I've been journeying with a group of guys to walk more closely with Jesus.
I think that was before I was born. 2004?
Thank you.
Okay, you're wearing a Braves shirt. What's your favorite Braves player?
It was David Justice, but okay. It's more modern. I'll go with Austin Riley.
Okay, good choice. Jamie, how about you?
Yes, I don't have a favorite Braves player, but I will introduce myself. I'm Jamie Voss, and I'm the director of women's ministry here. And I have been discipling since I became a Christian, so about 30 plus years. I love it. And I have been on staff about 12 years. I was actually serving internationally when I had my first interview for the job, and they called me here from South Africa, but excited to be here.
I'd love to take a whole podcast and hear about your experience in South Africa, but we only have a few minutes here, so we'll table that. All right. Hey, for another one. Right. Kelly.
I'm Kelly Means, and I have been discipling women for about 25 years. I've been at Perimeter about 11 and on staff for about 10 years, and just really love this role.
Awesome. Thanks, Kelly. So, y'all, why is it so important to build trust in a discipleship group context?
I think if we want to help people grow to know the Lord, we've got to be honest with ourselves and with other people. And so in order for us to be genuinely honest, to really expose what's actually going on in our hearts so that we can be honest with ourselves and really let the Lord into those broken places, I think providing a safe space in a group where people can be genuinely honest so they can deal with stuff, that's why it's important.
Absolutely. What about you guys? What do y'all think?
I would just echo even what Ryan said, but also when I think about when there is trust in a group, it allows influence of one another, and it also encourages a greater commitment from your people. When people can trust and they're vulnerable and they're honest, and I think truly it starts with the Lord, our walks with the Lord, that we're honest and vulnerable before the Lord, before we'll be honest and vulnerable with others.
Absolutely. So what do you guys feel like, as you've discipled over the years, maybe what helps build trust in a discipleship group context, and also what breaks trust?
Yeah, I think one thing that builds trust is confidentiality. And so from the very get-go, even when you're having conversations, this is a safe space. We're not going to share even with my spouse what goes on here. So that creates a safe space. And I think also the leader, starting with vulnerability, that you're modeling vulnerability. Vulnerability does breed it. So if I share my stuff and my sin, then everybody knows, well, she's not perfect. I can share mine, and also creating a place of acceptance. You're loved here no matter what you're walking through. So I think vulnerability would be one other thing.
Absolutely.
I might add on to that. Just the expectation that we have for the people in our groups. Are we expecting people to show up and morally impress one another? Or are we expecting that we are all sinners in need of a Savior? And so if somebody in the group is sharing something that they're going through, something they're wrestling with, or temptation that they're dealing with, my reaction is important. You know, if they're honest with their sin and I come across as harsh or condemning, or people in the group just everything they do is to try to fix it instead of hear somebody and help them hear from the Lord, I think that can really shut people down and make it not feel safe. I always think one of the most important times in the group for a lot of people is the car ride home, and they're asking, is it okay that I just said that to some other people? And so I think not only my reaction in the group, but even as a follow-up, saying, hey, you know, whether it's a text or a phone call later in the day or the next day, I appreciate you being willing to share that, and I'm glad we can walk through this together.
That's good stuff. Y'all both mentioned vulnerability. Is there something that you kind of tell yourself or a truth from God's word that you have when you're, if you're thinking in the very first group, you're trying to model vulnerability, maybe you're sharing your story, what do you kind of say to yourself when you're about to share that?
I mean, I've got a thought, and then we can all jump in. I think in order to be vulnerable with other people, we've got to be vulnerable with the Lord, as Kelly mentioned. But I think not just a vulnerability with the Lord, but the security that comes from that. You know, we're not just sinners, we're forgiven. And so knowing that as forgiven people, we're adopted children of God, and that's where our security is. So helping myself remember as I'm sharing that, you know, it's easy to share my story and talk about things I used to struggle with. It's a lot harder to share my story and share about things that I'm currently dealing with. And that's where having my security in the Lord and who He is allows me to be honest, because I don't have to impress people. I need them to help me grow, not just to see me in a certain way.
Yeah, we talk about, like, even as Ryan sharing, the difference between transparency and vulnerability. Transparency would be like, I'm behind a window and you can see me and I can report on what happened. But yeah, like, it's tied up with a bow. Real vulnerability is, I'm in the midst of this and I'm struggling with it, and here's who I am, and trusting the Lord. He's going to meet me in this process. So just being really honest. And as we talk about with discipleship, a lot of times you're sharing your spiritual journey in the first several weeks, and the importance, even as Ryan said, I would often go away. We ask the question, if you say, I can't believe I shared that, that probably is true vulnerability, that I really shared at that level. But our goal in discipleship isn't just to expose my sin, but my goal is really God's word interacting with people's stories. And so there's nothing that His gospel can't reach in their story. But a lot of times I think people feel like they have to have this, I'm perfect on the outside, so I'm not going to share what's going on the inside. So part of me sharing my vulnerably, my sin, is saying, we all need Jesus. And how can we apply the gospel to those places? So creating an environment where we can be honest with that.
I think kind of along with what Jamie shared, just knowing what to do with shame, and that it goes, we need to take people and their shame to the gospel and remind them that there's no shame and there's forgiveness, and that makes people feel safe. And I also think just it's valuable to listen. And when people are heard, they feel loved and cherished and seen. And I feel like if they're heard, they're more likely to share more.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are talking about creating a really safe place to respond, leading in opening your heart up so that others will follow. It's a huge part of building trust and starting strong. Let's brainstorm a little bit about maybe what you've done in the past, or maybe what you want to do kind of in this first month of discipleship to start the year strong.
One of the things I love to do is just to walk through the discipleship covenant that we have, and really just to walk through and have everybody think through those. What's going to be a challenge for you? What are you excited about? And just kind of revisit and setting expectations for the group. And I know for us, we always ask these three questions. One, what expectations do I have for the group? What am I excited about? And have them fill that out. What are my reservations, concerns? Like, what are my fears? And then, you know, what do I want God to do in my life through this group? And it's been sweet over the years as people have shared that. I would see, wow, so many. I had this one group, their biggest fear was, I'm not going to be known. I'm not going to be seen. We're just going to go through the motions. And everybody had that same fear. So it's just sweet for people to unveil a little, here's what I hope out of the group, and here's something maybe I'm afraid of. But also, this just starts that level of community.
You mentioned the covenant. Have you ever had anybody respond kind of unfavorably to even the word covenant, or like, oh, I'm committing this thing? And if so, maybe just a little how you respond to that.
Yeah. You know, the idea of a covenant is not something that will be new the first day of group. So if you've gone through any of our selection training, really it's a prayerful process. And so typically by meeting two or three, I will have introduced, here's our expectations. And really when I'm talking about a covenant, it's we're all together. If we don't prepare, then we're going to miss out on what God has for us. And so the covenant really is more expectations. I'm going to keep confidentiality. I'm going to show up on time. But the first day of group is not probably not the first time. It shouldn't be the first time that they've seen it. And it really just makes, you know, you've heard the least common denominator. So if no one in the group prepares and they all show up, then you're going to go the next week. Well, why do I need to prepare? So I think it's important to say, here's what we want. We want y'all to grow in Christ and have here's some agreed on commitments. I don't know what you guys would say.
I think a covenant can feel maybe a little bit like this authoritarian element of discipleship. But the purpose of it is to help, not to be authoritarian, so to speak. So the group dynamic, you know, you can, as Jamie had mentioned before, you can build trust when you feel like you're in a safe place. And if you have other people that have made a commitment to you that they're not going to share what you share and confidentiality outside of the group, that's important for the dynamic. So most of the covenant is geared towards growth in Christ, and it's not geared towards behaviorism. And so as leaders, I think it's really important that we frame it that way when we're talking to people. The goal is not for you to try to impress anybody. The goal is not to try to have a certain set of behaviors so that God will like you. The goal of this covenant is for us to help create a healthy group where we can trust each other.
Absolutely. So helpful. Thank you guys. And thank you for joining us. We look forward to seeing you and you listening to us next time.